Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents a memorable musical hit, Victor Herbert's Sweetheart, starring Gordon McRae and his two guests, Jane Powell and Walter O'Keefe. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you transcribed by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight we're sending you a special Valentine by Victor Herbert. Sweethearts. Lovely Jane Powell is here to play Sylvia. And one of the favorite comics of Broadway and radio, Walter O'Keefe, will be Mikkel. I'll be Franz, and Verna Felton plays the owner of the laundry of the White Geese.
All we do, the whole thing, who is high and high and high and high, and Carol thinks we'd rather do, but we must high and high and high.
Girls, get to work. This is a laundry, not a singing society. Iron.
Yes, Mama.
Oh, how I hate to iron shirts.
Oh, I don't mind if it's a military shirt like
that
one.
Oh, don't iron that shirt. It belongs to Franz. And if he finishes laundry, he won't keep coming in to ask for it.
Oh, Sylvia's in love.
Shh, here he comes.
Hello, you little white geese. Is my laundry ready?
Name, please.
Oh, come on, Sylvia. You know my name by this time.
Rule number two, don't flirt with the customers.
What's rule number one?
Don't let the customers flirt with you. Oh, I'm sorry, Franz. Your laundry isn't ready yet.
Well, that's all right. I'm used to waiting for things. How long do you think I'll have to wait for you to fall in love with me? You see, here's the way I feel.
When love would have stood as my master, when love would have led me a pace, my heart never beat any faster, and I only laughed in his face. Girls fair as the rarest of flowers, girls all very charming to see. I wooed in the fairest of bars, still you find me happily free.
But
no buts. I'll settle for a maybe.
All right, maybe.
For every lover must meet his fate, so for my heart will wait.
As all surrender,
agree.
get to work. And don't let me catch you chit-chatting with a uniform.
Yes, Mother.
My dear madam, what do you have against a uniform?
A married one. No, here's his picture in this locket. Take a look, if you can stand it.
What's wrong with it?
Plenty. He ran off and left me with 7 daughters, the bum. Now, go away. Hurry, I've got work to do.
Okay.
I beg your pardon, sir. Can you direct me to the laundry of the White...
Your Highness.
Shh. Nobody around here knows I'm the Crown Prince of Zelania.
Mikhail.
Shh. Nobody around here knows I'm the Prime Minister of Zelania.
What are you doing here, Mikhail?
I lost control of the government.
Oh, my poor country.
You have no idea how poor it is. Don't forget, I was also the Secretary of the Treasury.
Oh, Mikhail, how I miss my native land.
Mm-hmm.
The rolling hills, the rippling mm-hmm. streams, the magnificent landscapes.
Prince, hey, look, kid, lad, the tourists we can kill. But you and I, we've been to Zelania, let's face it. It's a gopher hole. It'd be snubbed by the Hollywood parking lots. But, Your Highness, if you say the word, I can put you back on the throne of Zelania. Like that.
Are you sure my people want me?
We'll have an election. I'll count the votes myself.
Mikhail, I won't have anything to do with your crooked plans.
Look, Sam, you aren't the only heir to the throne of Zelania.
The other royal house died out.
I wouldn't be too sure. 20 years ago, I slipped out of the country with a female heir. And I left the baby in a tulip garden next to this laundry. Now, if there's a pretty girl in there, in her early 20s...
Go on in. Have you got a surprise coming?
All right, I will. Is there a pretty girl in here, say, in her early 20s?
They call them little white geese.
Well, quack, quack, quack. Look, is one of you an adopted daughter?
Yes, but Mother never told us which one was adopted.
Well, I guess I'll have to hang around here until I find out. None of you girls are married, I hope.
Oh, no. No, we can't get married because we wear wooden shoes.
Naturally, wooden shoes. You can't get married. Can't get married? Wooden shoes? There must be something my father didn't tell me.
I guess you don't know the legend of Jeanette and your wooden shoes.
Enlighten me, child. I'm listening all over.
The lively Jeanette.
Waltzing for frivolity.
A brightly coquette.
Pulling it just for jollity.
Had plenty of suitors, had only to chew. And being a Dutch girl, she wore wooden shoes. When she stole out at night, all the town knew the news. When they heard the pit-patter of her wooden shoes, and the lads half asleep, oh, how jealous they get. And they'd say to themselves, who is out with Jeanette?
Jeanette, who is out with Jeanette? Tippity-pop-top, tippity-pop-top.
All were the time, her feet were pretty, but to her to her mind, with her pitter patter patter clip clop clop, gossip through through, secret betrayed by the net wooden shoes.
Clip clop clop, clip clop clop, there in the snow, her feet so pretty, show them which way to go.
With her pitter patter patter clip clop clop, they found the clue, and Jeanette lost her prince through the prints of her shoes.
Iron, do you hear me? Iron!
Oh, Mother's coming.
Well, hide me someplace.
Quick, jump in this hamper of dirty clothes.
Well, don't forget I'm in here, and when you're starting this, remember, I'm the one without the laundry mark.
Get in, here she comes.
Didn't I hear a man's voice in here?
No, Mama.
That clothes hamper looks a little bulgy. Is anybody hiding in that clothes hamper?
Nobody in here except us bloomers.
Well, that's good. Get to work, girls. Iron.
Girls, I think that man in the clothes hamper is Papa.
Papa?
Hey, Sylvia.
Oh, Franz, your laundry isn't ready yet.
Oh, I'm looking for something you can't wrap up in a package and tie with a string.
What's that, as if I didn't know, huh?
Something you can never find by looking for it. And all of a sudden, you glance around, and there it is, right out of your own back window.
Oh, you're right, Franz.
If
mind it. If it comes not to your sighing, there is always one place you can find it.
Seek the dwelling of two happy
the second act of Sweethearts in a moment. But first, think of what you get when you buy a railroad ticket. A ticket on a railroad train buys for you a lot more than just transportation from one place to another. It buys you, for one thing, comfort and relaxation. You don't have to keep an eye on the traffic lights. You don't have to watch out for other drivers on the highway. The conductor and the engineer will run the train, and all you have to do is to relax and ride and watch America roll by your car window. And your railroad ticket buys you spaciousness. On the train, you don't have to keep your seat. You don't have to stay in one place or even in one car. There are lounges inviting you to a sociable visit with your fellow passengers, and dining cars where you may enjoy a snack or a regular meal. And when night comes, there are sleeping cars with berths and rooms inviting you to slumber, all as you ride. And when you buy a train ticket, you buy dependability, for the trains run in all kinds of weather. Most important of all, your ticket buys you safety. Safety to a degree which, year in and year out, is not even approached by any other form of passenger transportation in America. So when you buy a railroad ticket, remember what else you're buying besides transportation. You are buying relaxation and enjoyment. You are buying a look at your country as you travel through it. You are buying a chance to read or to write, to work or to talk with your fellow travelers. You are buying spaciousness and reliability and safety, all for the price of a railroad ticket. We're ready for the second act of Victor Herbert's Sweetheart, starring Gordon McRae and his guests Jane Powell and Walter O'Keefe.
Look, I didn't mind hiding in the clothes hamper, but you didn't have to leave the lid down all through the commercial.
Oh, we know who you are, Papa.
Papa? I'm the father of seven girls?
Yes.
Cantor will never speak to me. Why don't you all line up and each one give Papa a big hug and a squeeze to welcome him home, huh? Kiss me, my little daffodil. Oh, Daddy. Next, oh, bust me, my little buttercup. Is there a dandelion in the house? Hooray for dandelion.
Hey, hey, hey. This is a fine way to run a laundry.
It's a fine way to run a sound effect department. When you figure out a better way, let me know. Girls, go wash clothes. Papa has to explain to the gentleman.
Papa?
Sure, Papa. I had to figure out a way to stick around here so I can find out which daughter is heir to the throne of Zelenia.
Which one do you think it is?
The prettiest one, naturally.
Now, how are you going to tell which one's the prettiest, Mikhail? You know, powder and paint makes a girl what she ain't.
Who's complaining?
It doesn't matter what is done by nature for a pretty one. She's never satisfied till she her hand has tried. A touch of rouge applied with skill will make her more like nature still. Her cheeks a shell-like pink are all her own, we think. And as this goddess goes her way, she chuckles as she hears us say, she's pretty as a picture, blooming as a rose, grace in every movement, charm in every pose. Ha, ha.
Papa, while you're bouncing back and forth between the buttercups and the daisies, don't get too fatherly with this orchid.
All right, wet wash, go hang yourself up and dry.
Just a moment, where is he? Where's the man who's supposed to be my husband?
Is this big laundry bag Mama?
What?
I'm home, Mama. Kiss me.
I'd rather have a nerve killed.
Hello,
oh,
Sylvia.
Hello, Brian. Still waiting for your laundry?
What else?
Go away, Your Highness.
Your Highness? Your Highness? Oh, Franz, why did he call you Your Highness?
Well, Sylvia, you may as well know the truth. I'm really the Crown Prince of Zelenia.
Oh, Your Highness.
What difference does it make?
Well, a plain girl in the laundry can't marry a prince.
Would you marry me? Would you really?
I can't ever marry you now.
Sylvia! Sylvia, come back!
Oh, least I can go in now and pray. Maybe I'll find out what I should do. Go away.
When you love somebody, what does it matter who you are? Oh, Sylvia, listen to me.
For every lover must be his friend.
My
fine business. The leading politician of Zelania pressing ruffles into a petticoat.
Iron!
Yes, Mama, Papa's ironing. Why? Why is Papa ironing? I'm not even Papa. Crazy.
Iron!
Oh, mangle your own petticoats. I'm getting sick and tired of this laundry.
All right, then, get out.
All right, I will. If you'll tell me which one of our daughters is adopted.
You're their father. You ought to know.
You know, she's got a point there. All right, I confess.
Bah, you.
20 years ago, I left a baby in your tulip garden. She's the heir to the throne of Zelania.
Sylvia, a princess?
Yep. Now our gal Sylvia won't have to ask the question. Can a young girl from a laundry in Belgium find happiness married to Zelania's most famous crown prince?
Sylvia, Franz, come in.
Yeah, come on in, kids. We got some good news for you.
Well, what kind of good? Good news, Papa.
Oh, this old windbag isn't your papa. You were adopted.
Adopted? Oh. Well, then Sylvia must be the other heir to the throne of Zelania.
Yep. Ain't it convenient how these things work, huh?
You won't have to worry about marrying a prince, because you're a princess.
Oh, I just can't believe it.
Hey, look, kids, your highness is breaking up. Look, when the two of you get restored to the throne of Zelania, I happen to know of an unemployed prime minister who is between engagements, has wardrobe, will travel.
Okay. We'll make you third assistant secretary of agriculture, in charge of corn.
There's gratitude for you.
Franz, do we have to wait until we're king and queen to get married?
No. Let's get married right now.
Oh, my sweetheart.
How do you like that? For the ending of a fairy tale, Hans Christian Andersen, the Grimm brothers, even old St. Valentine, I'll give them cards and spades if they can top this one.
We'll be back in a moment. Sweethearts, with book and lyrics by Harry B. Smith, Robert B. Smith, and Fred DeGrasick, and music by Victor Herbert, was adapted for radio by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They provide jobs for your neighbors. They buy supplies in your town, and they pay local taxes just as you and I. Thus, the railroads are more than just railroads. They are citizens, and mighty important citizens in your own hometown. Now here again are Janie Powell and Walter O'Keefe.
Oh, gee. It was wonderful going from a laundry girl to a princess, Gordy.
Say, Gordon, I have only one question. Did you ever get your laundry?
Yes, I did, Walter, but there's some mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I brought in four handkerchiefs and a shirt. And now there are five handkerchiefs.
Look again. One of the handkerchiefs has a sleeve.
Oh, what's in the wash next week, Gordon? Huh?
Next week, Jane, we're bringing you Franz Lehár's romantic operetta, The Count of Luxembourg. Mm. And our lovely guest star will be the famous Metropolitan Opera soprano, Nadine Conner.
We'll be listening, Gordon. Good night.
Good night.
All aboard.
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next week, goodbye.
Sweethearts has been presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library and was transcribed in Hollywood. Jane Powell will soon be seen with Ann Southern, Barry Sullivan, and Carmen Miranda in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Technicolor musical Nancy Goes to Rio. Gordon McRae appeared by arrangement with Warner Brothers, producers of The Hasty Heart, starring Ronald Regan, Patricia Neal, and Richard Todd. And Walter O'Keefe appeared through the courtesy of Campbell's Double or Nothing. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads. And now keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.